What's up? Jason Tatum here. Ball up wherever you are with NBA 2K Mobile. Play in-game events to collect NBA legends and rising stars to assemble your dream team and settle things on the court. NBA 2K Mobile lets you put together your dream team with your favorite NBA legends and current GOATs. Download NBA 2K Mobile now on the App Store and Google Play.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
This is the Rise of the Young podcast, bringing you insights from the most innovative entrepreneurs and influencers of this era. Hosted by 17-year-old entrepreneur, author, public speaker, and branding expert, Casey Adams. Now, let's get right into the show.
What's going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome to the Rise of the Young podcast. Today on episode 18, we're going to be talking about New Year's. The day that I'm recording this is New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2017. And I just want to give you guys a little New Year's rant because I hear a lot of people talking about New Year's, talking about 2018, how it's going to be an amazing year, which it will be. But I want you guys to make sure that you're literally focused on what you want to accomplish, focused on the now, because a lot of people, and I'm sure you know, I mean, for everyone listening to this, you are a step ahead of the majority of the people in this world. But when it comes to New Year's resolutions, that is a sentence that I hate because so many people will have New Year's resolutions, but they're not executing today. And if you fall into that category, I want you guys to get clear on what New Year's really is. New Year's is not a time for you to set new goals. New Year's is not a new time for you to set your New Year's resolution, blah, blah, blah. Because setting a New Year's resolution a month in advance or even a day in advance, if you're setting a New Year's resolution but not executing today on it, you've already lost. Because for everyone listening, like I said, I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. And my 2018 in my books started a month ago. I'm not worried about the calendar flipping to start executing on new goals. I'm not worried about grinding more when the calendar flips to start making it happen. If you want to make it happen and you're really serious about whatever you're doing, you're obviously already going to be focusing on it today. And if you fall into that category of people saying, I'm going to be doing it better next year or tomorrow or blah, 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 next week, you must switch up your mental frameworks. And I'm going to be giving you guys some of my thoughts coming into 2018, some of my little rants that I'm going to be doing regarding the New Year's. So that being said, don't wait till tomorrow if you really want something. If you're listening to this on New Year's Eve or even a day on New Year's Day, if you're not executing today on something that you want to accomplish, whether that be going to the gym or reading a book or whatever it may be, if you're not executing today, like I said, you've lost. And if you don't want to lose, start focusing on the now. I read a book. It's called A Happy Pocket Full of Money. This book recommended by my business partner, Jose Torres, and this book absolutely changed my life. It's just speaking about if people really want to make it happen, you have no other time except for right now. You're listening to this, and this is the youngest you will ever be in your life, and the future has not yet happened yet, and the past is literally right now. The things I just said 20 seconds ago was the past. The things that I'm going to be saying at the end of this episode, which you haven't heard yet, that is the future. You are only in the now, and the line between future and past, you're literally sitting in it. So if you want to start executing coming into the new year, you're listening to this, it's 2018, you're fired up, don't get carried away. Write down your goals, be crystal clear on what you want to do, and do them now. I swear, so many people, you're going to lose if you think that doing something next week is the best time to do it. If you think about starting a podcast, you think about writing a book, you think about starting a business, you're going to lose. You must have an idea, execute, tweak it, finalize it, make it better, fail, don't quit, and then you will succeed in whatever you're doing. I remember when I wanted to write my book, I just started writing. See, I was able to write my book because I wrote it very crappy, but then at the end, I hired an editor that was able to tweak my grammar, tweak my word selection, tweak my word choice, help me get it edited very properly. But the thing about me getting a book out wasn't that I planned on writing it when I turned 18. I published a book when I was 16, and I was able to do that by writing. So if you want to go to the gym, if you want to get fit, start doing whatever you want to do today. Don't start tomorrow. Today is the best day to do something because today is all you have right now. You only have the now. So this is something that is just super true and I want you guys to know. The majority of the people, I'm recording this on New Year's Eve, December 31st. The majority of people will have the most energy throughout the year on the first 3 weeks of New Year's. From January 1st to January 31st is going to be a month that majority people have the most energy that they're going to be having all year. They're allowing the new year, the high dopamine, oh my God, it's January 1st, to carry them into their so said goals. But if you're not passionately caring about what you're doing, you're not executing daily, you're not writing down your goals, and you're just not executing on them properly, you're gonna lose. And what I want you guys to get from this is that if you are listening to this and it's the first week of January 1st, you must be patient. Think long term. A year is long. And I want you guys to very much think about whatever you're doing today. You must manifest that into doing it consistently throughout the year. Don't think January 1st is a time for you to change everything and make $1 million in a day, but you've only been making $100 a day throughout the rest of the last year, right? Be patient, be practical, and focus on the now, focus on execution, and focus on the whole year as in the 365 days you have, and chip away at it. Don't try to hit the top of the staircase without taking that first step. So that being said, I know a lot of you guys listening, 2017 could have been the most amazing year of your life, or it could have been a major turning point. It could have been a terrible year for you. But I want you guys to really know that 2018 is a year filled with abundance of opportunities, because even for me, like I said, I'm 17 years old. I'm still in high school recording this right now, but there is so many opportunities that are out there in the world today by using social media, by using your cell phone, by using your network. And if you're able to tap into these opportunities and actually execute on them coming into 2018, you will win. But it all comes down to what Gary Vee always talks about, patience and execution. You could be listening to this podcast right now, and I'm thankful that you are right now, but I'm going to be giving you guys practical tips moving forward from this podcast, because the most important thing for me when it comes to New Year's is getting crystal clear on what I'm going to be doing in the year, what I'm going to be executing on. And literally about 30 minutes ago before recording this video, it's New Year's Eve, like I said, and I wrote down everything I've already done coming into 2018. And you're probably like, what do you mean what you've already done? So what I like to do, and something that I love to do that I would recommend you try, is whatever I'm writing, I like writing in the third person. So let's say, I would say Casey has bought this car, or Casey has moved to LA, Casey has graduated high school. I like writing my goals in the third person so that when I read them in 5-10 years, I'm reading it like I just wrote it now. And I would highly recommend you to really try this out, because I wrote down on this piece of paper earlier everything that I've already done in 2018, and then I'm going to allow myself to manifest it by the execution that I'm putting in daily. See, you got to think big, you got to think long term, you got to think about crazy things you want to do coming into the new year, and you have to be crystal clear about how you plan to get them. But like I said, it comes down to one simple thing, and that is action and execution. If you have all these big goals, you want to win the lottery, you want to make $1 million, whatever it may be, but you're still working at Burger King and you're not executing daily, you're not getting better, you're not taking action on new opportunities, you're not going to networking events and meeting new people, you're not setting yourself up. And the key thing about winning is positioning. And if you can position yourself to win by putting yourself in situations that will allow you to learn new things, meet new people, get new opportunities. That's positioning yourself to win. And coming into 2017, I remember I did not have clear goals, but once I found myself and I figured out what I was good at and I figured out what I was doing was working, I got crystal clear on what I had to do to make it happen. I remember going to one of my first networking events in San Diego, California, that I got invited to speak at. And at this event, I did not know how critical it would be to building my brand, how critical it would be to building my network, to meeting the people there, to executing on what the speakers said. And once I did that, I did not think twice about executing on what these multimillionaires, billionaires told me, because they've had the results that I wanted, and you have to do the same thing. If you want to win, listen to the people that have already won and test multiple different strategies inside of your business, inside of your personal brand. And I'm telling you this because for me, growing my personal brand, meeting all these people, it didn't just happen overnight. I've been literally diving into all this stuff for the last year and a half. And yes, that's not long, but I've been able to meet amazing people by literally using the tools that are available to me and the opportunities that are there for you. And I just want to kind of wrap this up back to what I was talking about, is that 2018 is the year for you, but you have to execute on it. You can listen to this podcast, and I'm so thankful that you are, like I said, but you must execute. And a few practical tips is before I go to sleep, I make sure that I write down my daily execution plan on a piece of paper so that when I wake up, I know what I'm going to do, the order I'm going to do it in. And yes, fires may start. You may have to do this before, do that before, because an emergency happens in your business. But regarding executing, be patient, have a plan. Every single day, have your plan. Every hour, have a plan. Time is critical. And if you can control your time, control what you're doing with it, control who you're meeting with, control who you're talking to, that's how you're going to win. Don't just wake up every day and have a blurry vision, not know what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. You turn on your laptop for 3 hours, you're searching YouTube for an hour and a half, you realize that you should need to get work done, and at the end of the day, you don't have shit done. That's not going to work. If you want to stay clear, you want to stay moving forward into 2018, have a clear focus listening to this video. Have a clear focus about what you want to do moving forward after this podcast. Are you going to write down the things I'm telling you to write down and get crystal clear and execute daily? Or are you just going to just sit down, watch TV, watch a movie here and there and not execute? See, if you're listening to this right now, you are already a step ahead. But to take that next step is the most critical, and that's action. So like I said, have a clear focus. And this is something that I get a lot of things about, because this is something that a lot of people face, and that is letting people tell them that they cannot do something. The thing that hurts me the most that I see a lot of people suffer with is that they're scared to put out content on social media. They're scared that the people around them are going to hate on them. They're scared, and they're letting people tell them that they cannot do something. And that is something that you cannot let yourself fall into. If you have a vision, you want to do something extraordinary, you have to focus on you. Focusing on you, but giving back to others is the way that you're going to win. The way that you're going to see new opportunities to start executing more is believing what you're doing. If you're letting other people bring you down by the words that they say, by they saying you can't do something, but they've never done it before, listen to mentors. Find mentors that in your life that will be able to help you execute daily, give you real practical advice. Something like a podcast. If you're listening to this right now, I drop gems daily about things that I've been able to do. And if you want to do some stuff, whether it be building a network, building your personal brand, starting a social media agency, whatever it may be, listening to people that have the results you want is the quickest way to get there. So that being said, stop letting people get to you. Stay focused, have thick skin, and always, I talked about in my last podcast about networking events, having a map, having a plan. And this doesn't just go for networking events. You must map out what you want to do daily so that your months turn into good months. You must map out your months so that your months turn to years, and your years turn out very, very well because you mapped it out. So if you're not mapping out stuff, you're not writing it down, you're not staying clear, you're not figuring out whether it be where you want to go each month, how much you want to progress, how much you want to make, you must stay crystal clear about what you want to accomplish, because that is how you will progress. And that comes from personal experience. And then another key point I want to talk about is focusing on providing value to people. This is literally something I wrote down earlier, because before you talk about the money you want to make, the things you want to buy, Focus on how you're going to generate that by the value that you're going to be providing to people. So for example, I own a social media marketing agency called Viral Prime Marketing. The things that I wrote down on my list moving into 2018 was, what value did I want to add to my clients? What milestones did we want to hit for our clients? How far did we want our clients to grow on social media? How much money did we want to make them through our social media funnels and online digital advertising budgets that we work with? See, if you focus on the value that you're being provided to and the value that you're going to bring to people moving forward, that's how you're going to accomplish more. Whatever things that you need to focus on that are whether it be making you money or you're trying to build, focusing on the journey and not the result, like I said, will help you stay clear, which will help you have a better plan, which will help you win overall moving forward into 2018. So that being said, a touch of the key points I want to go over is, number one, do not let the new year be your driving force. Carry your energy that you have right now with you daily, because that's how you're going to win long term. If you let January be the best month of your year, but then you slowly drift and fade and don't execute and don't take action and slack and just don't capitalize on the opportunities that are there, that is not going to work. I'm literally recording this podcast right now on New Year's Eve. I just recorded 3 podcasts. I wrote 5 pages of notes moving forward into 2018. I figured out 2 client proposals, and doing that is going to help you. Doing the things that you got to do today will help you. If you wait till tomorrow to do something that you should have done today, that will not help you. If you do enough things that will help you, overall, you're going to help yourself so much that you're going to realize in the next 3, 6, 12, 18 months that you've helped yourself so much that you've just been in the most transformative period of your life due to the fact that you were executing for that many days in a row. Because once you start executing on a daily basis, it becomes a habit, and your habits control your emotions control your daily objectives. And once you can control your habits, you can control your emotions, and then you can control your daily objectives. So that being said, I'm going to leave it with 5 more words on this next key point, which is, execute now and be clear. Let me say that again for everyone that did not write that down yet. Execute now and be clear. Once you start executing and you're clear about what you need to execute on, that is how you're going to progress moving forward into 2018. Number 3 key point from this podcast video: do not listen and just consume. You must produce. See, like I said earlier, I'm super grateful that you're listening to this podcast, and I highly recommend you check out the other ones. But set out portions of your day that you're going to be listening to podcasts, that you're going to be listening to YouTube videos. See, podcasts are super cool because you could be listening to this right now in your car. You may be listening to this right now if you're on a run. You may be listening to this right now if you're at the gym or walking your dog. And this is passive listening. This is why podcasts are literally taking over. But if you're listening to this right now and you're just listening and listening and you're just sitting there listening to hours and hours of podcast content, that is something that you must tweak and listen less, do more. Yes, consuming is very valuable, and I hope you got so many key points from this podcast, but it comes down to what you want to do with it. If you want to execute, you want to see progression in 2018, remember the 3 key points that I talked about. Don't let the new year be your driving force into putting out more stuff. Do it daily. If you focus on the next day and you have the same exact energy that you have moving forward into 2018, once that December 31st transitions to January 1st, if people had that same energy that they have on that night turning 12 o'clock and you did that daily for the whole year, imagine how much energy you would have. So many people let the flip of a calendar be the majority of energy that they're going to have all year. But if you carry that with you each and every single day, that's how you're going to win in the long term. And if you do that long enough, you won't even recognize that it's a new year. Yes, the calendar flips. Yes, it's a new year, 2018. It's going to be massive for so many people. But don't let it be the driving force. Don't let a calendar determine your energy levels and determine you feeling better about yourself. Once you can get into the momentum period and the state of doing stuff daily and executing on them when they need to be done, that's how you're going to see progress. So that being said, everyone, like I said, it is New Year's Eve. I hope everyone has an amazing New Year's. Come into 2018 with a plan. I really want you guys to listen to this and really think about, wow, I need to plan out my days. I need to stay crystal clear. And the most important thing, execute. And that being said, everyone, I want you guys to send me a DM on Instagram at CaseyAdams1 and let me know your plan moving into 2018, because there are so many things that I have planned out that I've already done that I will be manifesting coming into 2018, but it all comes down to what you're going to do. I'm not doing this podcast for myself. I'm doing it for you listening right now. And if you're listening right now, thank you so much for listening. Please, please, please drop a subscribe on the podcast. Leave a rating, drop a review. Let me know what you think. And that being said, thanks so much for tuning in to the Rise of the Young podcast. We're going to be having so many amazing people coming on very, very soon. So that being said, stay tuned and I hope you have an amazing New Year's. Remember, execute, stay clear, take action. Don't get distracted. That being said, I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.